shining in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this Wednesday, March 8th, 2006. Oh boy, what a show we have for you today. You're going to have to just hang on here. In a few minutes, we'll bring Lindsey Williams on. And we're not going to be necessarily talking about oil today, folks. We're going to be talking about where has all the money gone? That's right. Well, it's not flowing back into our coffers because the rest of the planet has decided not to play patty cake with the arm of the IMF inside this country known as the Federal Reserve. We'll get into that with our guest today. By the way, before we get into Lindsey Williams, since we have a minute or two here, Georgetown Law students turns backs to Gonzalez. Future American lawyers to be proud of. Alberto Gonzalez spoke before law students at Georgetown University today, at law school rather, justifying illegal, unauthorized surveillance of U.S. citizens. But during the course of his speech, the students in the class did something pretty brave. They got up from their seats and turned their backs on him. To make matters worse, Gonzalez, additionally, students came into the room wearing black cowls and carrying a simple banner written on a sheet. Fortunately for him, it was a brief speech, followed by a panel discussion, and basically ripped his argument in half. As one of the people on the panel said, when you're a law student, they tell you that if you can't argue the law, argue the facts. They also tell you if you can't argue the facts, argue the law. If you can't argue either, apparently the solution is to go on public relations offensive and make it a political issue. To say over and over again it's lawful, and to think that the American people will somehow come to believe this if we say it often enough. In light of this, I'm proud of the very civil disobedience that was shown here today. So you guys out there at Georgetown Law School, congratulations. Now, don't stop yet. Find out what the law is in this country. Quit letting Georgetown teach you just procedure. Have them teach you the law. But you guys are on the right course. Way to go. And the banner, what I was told, I did not see the banner, but it was a quote by, I do believe, Benjamin Franklin on the issue of liberty. And we'll get the direct quote on that. Maybe my webmaster, Danny, has that already, and if he does, we'll let you know exactly what it said. But this is what's got to happen, and they're exactly right. Now, here's a law student. You can't argue the facts? Mm-hmm. Okay, argue the law. Can't argue the law? Argue the facts. But you're telling you can't argue either now. And these law students are going to be in for a big shock when they get into courts and, well, the judges are telling the people in the court what's fair and what's not. And, of course, very little has to do with rule of law. It's more covering the corporation that they've set up, and the judges are out there to protect it. Doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution, doesn't have anything to do with law, it's statutory, and we must protect our phony baloney jobs. Harumph. At any rate, we'll take the break here, come back on the other side with Lindsey Williams, and we're going to discover where all the dollars are going. Well, they're coming home to roost. Nobody wants them. We'll be right back.
Oh. The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. What a good day for people to buy gold and silver out there. At any rate, I've got Lindsay. I was just checking the website. A bullion dealer here in this country. I've got Lindsay Williams with me this afternoon. Good afternoon, Lindsay.
Good afternoon, John, and thank you so much. I feel it a privilege today to be on your program for I'm going to call an emergency update. Now, this not only with Americans, and you're right. Folks, have your pencil and paper handy, because by the time I get through with what I have to say for the next 2 hours' time, if you don't pick up that phone and buy some gold from John Stadtmiller, it's only going to be because you can't think straight. I mean, honestly, gold went down so far today, took a dip, and take advantage of the downtrend. Well, anyway, there are some nations in the world that have already decided they don't trust the dollar either. Listen to this lineup. I mean, this is within 60 days, these have jumped ship. They've dipped out of the saddle. Iran. Iran says we don't trust the American dollar anymore. $8 trillion national debt. Don't even bring your dollar our way any longer. We are establishing our own currency exchange as of, please put this date down. I beg of you, put this down. March the 20th. Oh, This is going to start the slide of the American dollar, the price of gold. There's no telling where it's going. And here's what Iran says. As of March the 20th, they will have in place a new bourse, that is an exchange, an oil pricing standard based on Iranian crude. The Iranian bourse is an instant success with countries and companies unhappy about having to hold enormous amounts of overvalued dollars in, okay, here's Iran, third largest oil field in the world, second largest producer of oil in the world, 5% of the oil for the world comes out of Iran on any given day. Iran says, no more. We don't want your dollars. We don't trust them. We're not going to accept that all that national debt anymore. All right, that's one. You ready? Come on, jot them down. You need to write these out. This is going to affect the food on your dinner table, folks. I mean, I have never in my life been on a program. Today, John, it's got to be the most emergency time that any person on your show has ever heard. America is on the verge of a dollar collapse. Number one, Iran. Secondly, Venezuela, Chavez, Central America, the fifth largest oil exporter in the world, 6% of America's oil supply. You buy anything at Citgo? Oh, that's right. That's exactly who it is. And Matt Simmons, who is one of the leading oil analysts of this nation, said the other day, if Chavez keeps his word and does what he says he wants to do, he could shut America down in 90 days' time. And listen to what Chavez said in a speech last week. I'm quote, the
imperial.
Yeah, imperialist. I am so startled of what I'm seeing these times, John, I can hardly even say my word sometimes. I don't have any trouble with words. Genocidal, fascist attitude of the U.S. president has no limits. I think Hitler would be like a suckling baby next to George W. Bush. I mean, this was in a speech last week. This is what this guy thinks of America. Venezuela, fifth largest oil exporter in the world, says no more dollars. We'll have our own bank. By the way, they already have it in place. Iran is inviting other nations to use their bank as exchange for oil sales. Venezuela says we will have our own bank for oil sales. We don't want your dollar. Do you know what this means with all of these millions and billions of dollars floating around in the world and folks don't want them anymore? Oh, third nation, you ready? Hope you have that pencil sharp. Syria. Yeah. Not an oil country necessarily, but Syria. Big money country. Syria says, no way are we going to accept the American dollar anymore. We don't trust it. Your debt is too great. Next, ready? Nigeria. Rebels attacked Shell Oil Company. They're attacking other oil companies in Nigeria. Nigeria is 2.8% of the world's oil supply, 2.6 million barrels a day, and Shell has already had to pull out. Number of other oil companies are saying, you leave too, right now. You better get out. Well, if you don't, our rebels are going to attack you. We'll push. And whenever it's all over with, they are not going to use the American dollar anymore. Well, now there's another country. You would have never guessed this one. Oh, this one startles me, even me, with what I know. You remember, folks, I had executive status with the nine major oil companies that built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and I had, by the providence of God, the privilege of sitting in the board meetings. I mean, literally, sitting in the board meetings with them, across the dinner table at dinner, living in the same dorms at Prudhoe Bay with the men who control the world. Now, most people, most authors, would have given anything to have had the privilege that by the providence of God I had. You see, most authors go out and read other people's books and write about the power controllers who control the world. I don't do that. In my books, they're different. The reason they're different is I live my story. I actually lived with the people who control the world for 3 years' time, had executive status with the nine major oil companies, and that's the reason that I can say some of the startling things that I'm going to say today. Listen to the next country that says, we're afraid of your American dollar. You'll never guess this one. Norway. Norway is saying, no, we're not going to use the euro, but we're scared to death of the American dollar, and we're thinking twice about what we're going to do, and Norway supplies all of the Scandinavian countries with their oil, the world's third largest oil exporter, seventh largest oil producer in the world is Norway, and they are considering the possibility of not using the American dollar anymore. Now we come down to the one that should shake you in your shoes, the United Arab Emirates, better known as Dubai. And Dubai says, give us the ports deal. We want 22 ports across America. Did you know that Dubai, United Arab Emirates, bought Grand Central Station in November of last year, right downtown New York, the hub of the transportation of New York? They bought Grand Central Station and 10 office buildings downtown New York within the past 6 months' time. Why? They finally came out with it the other day. Dubai says, we're scared to death of your dollar. If you don't give us hard assets, we're not going to trade with you anymore. And you better give us these 22 ports and this deal. If not, we might not use the American dollar anymore. Why? They don't trust the dollar. They don't want to hold all of these billions of dollars of debt and no place to put them, knowing that they're going to become worthless and they're sliding. Now, what does all this mean? Well, let's go a little bit further. China, John, if anybody ever bought gold from you, they better buy it right now. Listen to what China's got more sense than Americans. I mean, this is startling to me. China increased last week its gold purchases by 140% this year. The citizens of China can now buy gold using what? The Chinese money? Not on your life. China says, we are going to allow our citizens, our businessmen, folks who have been successful selling to Walmart and everybody else, we're going to allow our businessmen to purchase gold in China using American dollars. Why? They want to get rid of them. They don't trust them anymore. They know that they're on the slide and that they're going to become worthless. Folks, do you realize that this is taking food off of your dinner? Now I got to go back one date. Oh, my goodness, I've got so much to say, John. I hope I can get it all in two hours.
We got 2 hours, and you need to take a breath there every now and then.
I really hardly know how to take a breath. I'm so startled with what I'm seeing these days. Listen, Iran says March the 20th. Put it down. Now, March 20th is not the day the dollar's going to collapse, but it's going to be the day it's going to begin collapsing. You know what it means by the collapse of the dollar when these foreign countries no longer want our currency, when they decide that George Bush's $8 trillion plus national debt? Oh, my goodness, you did hear what the Treasury Department said this morning? Oh, my. John, let me just go on. I'll get back to Iran. March the 20th, please put down the date because that's the day the dollar is going to begin to collapse. But did you know what the Federal Reserve has said they're going to do on March the 23rd? Look at their buzzwords. If ever, folks, you heard buzzwords, listen to this one. On March the 23rd of 2006, you realize that's just a few days ago away, the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System will cease publication of the M3 monetary aggregate. The board will also cease publication of the following components, large denomination time deposits, purchase agreements, and euro. You know why they're stopping publishing that? They don't want you to know just how bad off we are. I'll tell you how bad we off are. We're so bad off, we're broke. This one came over the wires this morning. I mean, this just a few minutes ago, I got this off of the wires, and here it is. The Treasury Department has started drawing from the Civil Service Pension Fund to avoid hitting the $8.2 trillion national debt. Folks, do you realize what this means? When we have to borrow money from the pension funds of the federal government in order to meet the national debt, and they're going to borrow listen to this. The Civil Service Trust Fund will provide the Treasury with several billion dollars for extra borrowing. The fund has an estimated balance of $655 billion at the start of the year, and they're going to borrow money from the federal employees' pension fund so that George Bush can spend more pork in Washington, D.C.
Well, and as a side note to that, I learned through the Postal Service that, in fact, they've already went and robbed their trust fund, their retirement fund. That's why we're having the increase in postage coming up. Not because the post office is running in the red. They're running in the black right now, but they up and stole their pension fund. So I've read the internal memorandums, and this is about raising the cost to replenish the funds that they've stolen. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
What, did we run out of music here? Took a break here. Sorry about that, Lindsay. Okay, we left off with China here. What is this going to do, Lindsay, to the prices on the shelves at Wally World with the Chinese-made goods?
Well, if you want to go to Walmart and pay three times what you're paying for it right now, that's exactly where you're headed. If you'd like to see gold go to $1,000 an ounce overnight, that's exactly what's about to happen. Listen to this one. There was one thing that I learned when I sat in the board meetings with the most powerful men on the face of this earth. Now, let me just very briefly, John, let me go back so folks will understand that I'm not just speaking from the top of my hat. In 1970, I was a missionary in the state of Alaska. I heard the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline was going to be built. I went to the oil companies and I said, you need a chaplain on the pipeline. About 6 months later, they came to me and they said, you're saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees. We would like to offer to you executive status. And I said, well, what does that mean? They said, you can go any place you'd like on the pipeline, say anything you wish, along with helping the men. We'll give you your own vehicle. You'll have an emergency. You'll have an executive pass. And they said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. John, what I saw for the next 3 years' time, what I heard for the next 3 years' time changed my life. If someone had said to me in 1970, Lindsey Williams, as a Baptist preacher, do you believe that there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world? I would have laughed at them. And I would have said, who are you, John Bircher? If someone had said to me in 1980, after I published my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and by the way, have a pencil and paper handy, because I'm going to tell you how I would like to give you a copy of four of my books. I didn't say one. I said four. I'd like to give you as a gift. These aren't pamphlets. I'll tell you later in the program. These aren't pamphlets. These are over 200-page books. Beautiful, full-color covers. And when I sat in the board meetings with the most powerful men on the face of the earth, there was one thing I learned. One. And this is what brings me up to my next subject. I learned to listen to their buzzwords. Oh, my goodness. They tell you everything they're going to do, but they do it through buzzwords. It's their way of doing it. Remember when George Bush Sr. was president, he used to use the expression, 1,000 points of light. He would use he was the first one to use the expression, the new world order. He talked about globalism. Now, there was a buzzword in the Washington Times. Now, that's a very popular newspaper. This was a buzz, and when I saw it, I said, there it is. Let me tell you why it's a buzzword and why I learned to listen to them. These people tell you everything they're going to do. It's just that the average American doesn't have the mindset to understand what they're doing. And that's the reason I wrote my book, Syndrome of Control, was in order to explain the mindset, the thought patterns of the people that I lived with for 3 years, who are the very people that you hear their names in the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and by nothing, listen, a little simple missionary could have never had any way of getting into their board meetings had it not been by the providence of God. Now, listen to the buzzwords. It came out of Geneva, Switzerland, and it was in the Washington Times just the other day. Here it is. The price of crude oil could reach $131 a barrel if Iran stopped production amid the standoff with Tehran's decision to resume uranium enrichment. Why did they say $131 a barrel? Because that's exactly what they meant. Why didn't they say $130 a barrel? Why didn't they say $125 or $120 a barrel? When I saw that, I said, there it is. There it is right there. A buzzword. Listen to it. Put it down. Folks, put it in your notebook pad. And a few weeks from now when this happens, look back on this program and say, John Stattmiller and Lindsey Williams were prophets. No, I'm not a prophet. I'm just a simple born-again Christian who, by the providence of God, had the opportunity to sit in their board meetings and listen to what they had to say and emboldened enough to try to tell you the truth today before you get the food off your dinner table and before you can't put gasoline in your automobile. The buzzword is $131 a barrel. Why'd they say that instead of $130, $120? Because that's exactly what they intend to do. Now, what would that denominate to at the gas pump? Now, John, you asked a moment ago, what's this going to do to the price at Walmart? Well, let me tell you what it's going to do at the price of the gas pump first, then we'll go back to Walmart. At the gas pump, this denominates to $6 a gallon. Can you afford that and still put food on your table? What's going to happen when gold goes to $1,000 an hour? Oh, you say that'll never happen. Yes, it will. You better believe it. And I do, John, you verify this on the radio. I do not make one penny off of Republic Broadcasting whenever they sell an ounce of gold, do I?
Never do.
Not one. You know why I am on this program today? I called John the other day and I said, John, I need to give an emergency update. And I said, I am going to push every person that I possibly can to buy gold as fast as they can. And I do not make one penny off of Republic Broadcasting for doing this or anybody else for doing it. I am begging you people, please listen to Peter Jacobs. That's correct. He's from Australia. He's one of the biggest gold dealers in the world.
Hold on to that thought. We'll get to Peter Jacobs after this break. Folks, you may want to write another number down. Lindsey said, get your pen and paper out. Well, you want to write this number down also, 800-691-7898. That's Republic Trading Group. Silver is off a little bit. I think I'll check the prices on that. We're going to have Jeff Bennett up for a few minutes also. But, folks, the name of the game is to buy low and sell high. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back. Lindsay, what was this gentleman in Australia saying? And he's no small player. He's a pretty big player.
Peter Jacobs from Australia, a multi-millionaire, one of the largest gold dealers in the world, a man who has dealt in gold for many, many years, spoke in a church in Scottsdale, Arizona, about 2 weeks ago. I was utterly appalled at what this man had to say. He gave the background to it. He gave intricate details, not just skimming the surface. I mean, this man knew his business. He was talking, John, facts and figures and dates and times and on. Peter Jacobs said gold is going to $2,000 an ounce and not distant future. He said it wouldn't surprise me at all if gold didn't go to $4,000 an ounce. Why? Friday, February the 24th. That's just a few days ago. Friday, February the 24th, there were a group of terrorists in Saudi Arabia who attempted to blow up one of the major oil systems and transfer systems of Saudi Arabia. They missed by the distance of a football field. That's correct. That's all. And they said, next time we come back, we won't miss. Now, what would have happened if they had blown up this oil facility in Saudi Arabia on just a little over a week ago, Friday, February the 24th, what would have happened? Monday morning, oil would have been $100 a barrel. Mark my words, gold would have been $1,000 an ounce, and they missed by the distance of a football field. Now, this is going to happen. It's only a matter, the oil companies know it. And they know that when oil gets to $100 a barrel, they can afford to do some more drilling and open up places around the world. And you are going to pay at the gas pump $5 and $6 a gallon in the near future, mark my words. And the price of what you buy at Walmart is going to go up three times, and the price of gold is going to go up to $1,000 to $2 an ounce. And if you don't buy right now, while the price has just dropped, by the way, by about $25 in the last few days. Oh, you say, well, it's going down. No, it's not. Not on your life. It's not. Listen, folks, the standard currency of the world is oil. You thought I was going to say gold, didn't you? No, the standard currency of the world is oil, and gold normally moves with oil. And when oil goes from $61 a barrel to 100, and let's see, what were the buzzwords I gave? They gave these buzzwords in Geneva, Switzerland the other day. They said oil's going to $131 a barrel. And what's gold going to be? That means that gold's going to be at least double, maybe triple what it is today. And silver is going much higher even than that. Why? It's all planned. Every bit of it. It's in the works. They know exactly what they're doing. The only difference is you and I know what we're doing. I know a little bit more about what I'm doing than you do because I sat in their board meetings for 3 years and listened to these people. And that's the reason I am begging over John's program today to ask you, call into Republic Broadcasting. Buy gold and silver as quick as you can. Why? On the recommendation of Peter Jacobs. He's a multimillionaire. I'm just a little guy sitting out here in Arizona trying to beg the American people to wake up to what I heard back in the days when I sat in their board meetings. And Peter Jacobs said it's going to $2,000 an ounce. It would have, a week and a half ago, it had gone to $1,000 an ounce on Monday morning if they had succeeded. And they're going to succeed. And here are these nations who have jumped ship: Iran, Venezuela, Syria. Nigeria is in the process. Norway is in the process. United Arab Emirates says, give us the ports deal or we're not going to use your currency. Do you know what will happen whenever all of these billions of American paper currency, T-bills, securities that are floating around the world, when all of a sudden China says, I don't want them anymore. I don't trust them. When all of a sudden Japan says, oh, we've taken them in the past, but not anymore. And Russia says, we've got our own oil now. We don't need you anymore. And Iran's already jumped ship and said, we're going to establish our own boss, our own bank, as in their way of putting it, as of the 20th of March. It's just around the corner. Listen, this business in Iran has nothing whatsoever to do with nuclear. Nothing.
Nothing at all. And isn't it ironic, Lindsay, that they're coming out and the buildup and the run-up to the war with Iran now is coinciding, it's just a coincidence, because I'm not one of those conspiracy theorists, just by coincidence, Lindsay, that we're going into Iran, because Iran, as of the 20th of this month, is only going to deal in euros and not the dollar agreed to by the Bretton Woods agreements after World War II. Everybody is dumping the dollar. And here's another misnomer. Everybody keeps repeating this, $8 trillion. People would still be trading in American dollars if our debt was only $8 trillion. Lindsay, our debt is well over $51 trillion. They don't want to deal with America because they know they're not even going to be able to pay the interest on the debt that they have bought from us.
You're exactly right, John.
That's the bottom line.
White House staff members who are trying to prevent Iran from developing its own nuclear energy capacity and who refuse to take military action of Iran off the table have conveniently forgotten that the United States was the midwife of the Iranian nuclear program 30 years ago. Every aspect of Iran's current nuclear development was approved and encouraged by Washington in 1970. President Gerald Ford offered Iran a full nuclear cycle in 1976. Moreover, the only Iranian reactor currently about to become operative, the reactor in Bershire, was started before the Iranian Revolution with the U.S. with approval and cannot produce weapon-grade plutonium. This is a total misnomer. It has nothing to do whatsoever. And then our president, oh, my Lord, have mercy on him. Our president went over to India last week. And what did he do? He offered India nuclear. This is so...
comical, Lindsay.
This is so comical until I sit here on your program today as I've never been before. John, you've never seen me like this before.
No, I haven't. I mean,
I'm livid. I
know. I'm trying to slow you down enough to say that I've got Jeff Bennett on the line. Jeff, come on in.
John, I'll tell you, this has been one heck of a 40 minutes so far, and I almost don't even want to know what's coming for the next hour or so, because as we're watching news, as we're watching economic stuff unfold, the things Lindsay's talking about, I was on the phone with our importer about an hour and a half ago, and Lindsay's saying, buy gold, it's going to go to 1,000 and 2,000, and Peter Jacobs said possibly even as high as 4,000. Economics tells us there's huge problems here, and we have to make a move. We have to make a change. I was able to acquire a very small selection of pieces from Uruguay today, minted in 1930, John. They're brilliant uncirculated. They are over a quarter of an ounce. That is exceptionally rare to find gold pieces that are fractional, that are that heavy. Due to the limited quantities, we can't get into some of our normal discounted availability for larger quantity purchases, but they're going to run $157.25 each. I got to tell you, because gold has come down over the last couple of days, we are able to buy these for less money today than a British sovereign, which is actually a lighter coin. And so 157 and a quarter, we can get 10, 20, 40 packs, whatever. We're glad to share the totals. But I have to emphasize, due to the limitations of coins, that if people want to call us today at 1-800-691-7898, call and be prepared to order. Don't call and be prepared to chit-chat. If you've got to talk about other things, inquire about other coins, I've got to leave these lines open for those folks who want to take advantage of this particular coin. I like it. It's pre-33. It's exempt from governmental controls. No reporting when you buy it. No reporting when you sell it. But they are very, very limited. So I want to leave that out there for this hour. I expect to be back with you in about an hour from now, hopefully telling everybody these are sold out. We may have to offer them something else. If they're interested in the Uruguayans, call now, 1-800-691-7898.
And what we're doing, Jeff, here today is we're routing the calls through Republic Broadcasting.
That's correct.
And we're running the calls through here, and we'll take your name and your phone number, and then Jeff will get back to you. But we're going to do this in an orderly fashion because, as you said, Jeff, a lot of people want to get on and they want to talk. Well, we can converse and kibitz later. But for right now, let's get the business and get it out of the way. If you call 800-691-7898, we'll take your name and your number. We're going to turn that over to Jeff, and he'll get back to you on this deal. But
yeah,
folks,
you just might have Sandra email those as they come in, and as time allows, I'll get back with people in the order they've come in.
Right.
But be prepared to take action, and we'll see what comes up in an hour. If these are gone, which I expect they will. Look, if one person calls and buys the whole load, they're gone. And I'll inform Sandra by email of that. You can get that on the air.
Well, the Market Watch, can you take care of that echo here? I'm having a heck of a time here. There we go. Is that better? That's better.
I'll use a different headset next time I call it. This is my overdrive one. The other one's better for on air.
Okay. Weakness in crude oil prices. This is Market Watch, which fell to a low under $60 a barrel on Wednesday, and rising interest rates have contributed to strength of the dollar. This is according to Peter Spina, an analyst for GoldSeek.com. And the day's action fed off negative momentum for the past few trading sessions. Now, gold for April delivery fell as much as to $539.50 an ounce on the New York Mercantile, its lowest intraday level since February 16th. The contract fell $26 from last Thursday's close above $570. They say after the overflow of the bullishness of the beginning of the new year, the gold market has entered a broad trading range between 535 and 570. This is allowing a very overbought situation to correct itself and set the groundwork for an assault on 600 this spring. Now, they go on to say this, Jeff. Meanwhile, the second retreat in gold prices appears to be a bit more worrisome to some, especially as it takes place against the background of increasing global instability. At the end of the day, few funds will ignore the supply and demand equation as we head into the Indian wedding season within the 60 days, whatever the Indian wedding season has to do with it. But they say this will also recall the threat and harm and pain issued by Tehran against the U.S. this morning. More doublespeak, folks. But elsewhere in the metals market, after climbing to a fresh 22-year high last week and showing some strength on Tuesday, May silver futures dropped back to $9.85 an ounce, closing down 26 cents. Other metal futures finished weaker, and they go into other things. But they're saying here that, this has to do with, interest rates rising. And, of course, the oil dropping a little bit. Folks, this is all smoke and mirrors. What they're not talking about here today is what Lindsey Williams is talking about, and that is that nobody wants to deal in the dollars. And Lindsey, let me reiterate this point here, because I've, the next person that was within slapping distance of me, I'm going to do this, because even Ron Paul's doing this. He's saying that the national debt is $8 trillion. And, of course, we know that George Bush, you think Democrats were the ones responsible for filling up the coffers or deleting the coffers, rather, with spending on social issues or whatever else. No, they're the ones sounding the bell right now that we have a president that's out of control. This man has run up a national debt higher than all presidents preceding him. Now, Lindsey, I'm talking about, is Lindsey still here?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. I'm listening to you. This is interesting.
Yeah, and we've got a president here that has spent more money than all the presidents before him in this country.
Combined.
And we don't have a clue as to how we're going to pay for it. Well, here's the bottom line, folks. We're not going to repay the debt. What you're seeing going on with Dubai coming in and trying to buy the ports, we have assets are being sold off. We got the King of Spain that engineered a deal here down in Texas. He's part of the NAFTA corridor that's going in. We're taking toll roads down here, existing roads that your tax dollars paid for, and we're converting them over to toll roads that aren't even going to be owned by us. It's a sell-off of American assets. And Lindsey, even Ron Paul keeps saying that we're $8 trillion in debt. No, we are not. It is more than nine times that amount. Now, I don't know why people keep shouting this $8 trillion. Oh, my goodness. If we had a true $8 trillion deficit, there'd be no problems with the dollars. We wouldn't be talking about Nigeria and Norway and Syria and Iran and Venezuela and China dumping the dollar. They'd still be in it. We are over $51 trillion, and I'm going from the facts of the Office of Management and Budget out of Washington, D.C. These are the people that track these sorts of things. These aren't my figures. This is not a guess or something thrown at a dartboard to get close. Minimally, $51 trillion in the hole. That's why they're not dealing with us in the dollar anymore. They're getting out because they see how irresponsible people are with economic matters in this country.
And the dollar is going to collapse. It's just a matter of time. It's going to collapse. And when it does, you remember in Germany at the last war, they took a wheelbarrow load of their currency to the grocery store in order to buy a loaf of bread. So when you go to Walmart and China says, we don't want your dollars anymore, we don't trust your national debt, it's nothing but a piece of paper. It's a paper tiger. And we don't want any part in it. And so what do they do to their prices? They charge according to what the dollar's worth. And right now it's broke. So what do you pay at Walmart? I mean, nearly everything there has made in China on it. So what do you pay at Walmart for the price of something that's three times what you're paying for? Now, what do you pay at the gas pump for a gallon of gasoline? $6 and $7 a gallon. people outside the United States of America know more about what's happening to the dollar than the Americans do. Why people in America can't, when China increases its gold purchases this year by 140%, doesn't that say something to the American? Maybe you need to increase your gold purchases by 140%. How about the citizens in China?
Yeah.
They're now letting them buy gold using dollars. Why? They want to get rid of the dollars.
They're sucking them out of the circulation over there. They want to get rid of them. And this is rather fascinating. Here we're dealing with a country. Last time I heard, we're somewhere around $700 billion or something like that. I think it's a month, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But the trade deficit with China, they even quit talking about it because it's out of control. And think of this, ladies and gentlemen. Before 1913, you know how we used to run our government here? Oh, that's right. Before they brought in the fiat money system that they knew they could borrow against future revenues if they were there. But before 1913, we ran the entire United States government on taxes that were placed on things here in this country. But more importantly, oh, that's right. People that ship goods in this country had to pay duties and tariffs on their products. They gave up even talking about that with China because it is so ridiculous. And I told you Wally World shoppers out there a long time ago, enjoy the benefit because you're now buying the products there made in China that you yourself used to make here in the good old U.S. of A. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
I see you.
if you go up to the website, geez, I can't even read this. www.brillig, it looks like, .com. It's the debt clock. And they said the outstanding public debt, now this is supposedly what we owe, as of today, is $8,279,161,912,826.89. Now, if you just break the $8,279,000,000 and some change down, each citizen's share of that debt is $27,715.26. Now, if you folks out there have, some of you might have credit card balances that high, guess what? Well, that's right. If you're making the minimum payment, that $27,715.26 ain't going to move. You're just paying for the pleasure of these people holding the debt. Well, the national debt has continued to increase an average of $2.17 billion per day since September 30th of 2005. Well, what do they say? Tell Congress and the White House. It's Congress and the White House that's doing it. Why are you running back to the people that have the open checkbook? I mean, it's absolutely insane. And there was news stories out. Treasury boss says government business could be affected. U.S. hovers close to debt ceiling. What? How can you have a debt ceiling when you're $51 trillion in the hole? What is your ceiling? Oblivion? Let's go to the phones. Charles in Texas. Hello, Charles.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I thought I heard Lindsay say that the pension fund for the government was $600 trillion. What is it?
$655 billion at the start of this year was the amount in the Civil Service Trust Fund, and they're wanting to pull $65.3 billion out in order to cover the immediate debt that cannot be covered in the United States. Well, why don't they just tell the American people that Iran, Venezuela, Syria, Nigeria, possibly Norway, and other countries are stopping buying our T-bills and our national debt? So as a result, they're having to go and rob the trust funds. $65.3 billion they're robbing out of a fund of $655 billion.
Thank you.
Is that it, Charles?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. If you want to, folks, you want to jump in on this one, 800-313-9443. You know, Lindsay, it has gone so far that the critters in Washington, D.C., are just putting on a happy face anymore. They're not talking about the budget seriously because they can't have a serious conversation about it.
Well, John,
there's no way to fix it.
Yeah, you're right. No way to fix it. It's beyond repairable. We're past the point of no return. I am so concerned about this, and I'm sure you can't help but hear it in my voice today. I am so concerned about this that a few days ago I made an emergency update. That's right. I did a 1-hour and 15-minute videotape, an emergency update. Have pencil and paper handy when we come back.
All right. We'll take the break here, 800-313-9443. Jeff, if you're listening to the program, you got to keep me posted on how many of those quarter-ounce pieces we have at $157.25. But, folks, you know, we've been begging you, and we don't have high overhead. We don't have 500 people working for us. If we did, your gold purchases would cost you a lot more buying it through Republic Trading Group. Now, if you think bigger is better, go call another broker and pay more. If you think waiting a few minutes for a return call is a better idea because we're going to save you a lot of money, then you're thinking smartly. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side with Lindsay Williams and your calls at 800-313-9443. International shortwave listeners, 50-50 on your SW dial. Do it now. We'll be right back.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.